Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour to ignite your best life. Each Thursday on 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll have new voices from a wide range of experts and everyday people about the best ways to make the most of your life. Today we have an incredible show. We will be offering some advice to any of you out there who may be going through a transitional stage. Maybe your loved one has had health issues, are facing retirement, lost a job, divorce, or experienced a death of someone special to you. And really, the intention of the show is to help launch and structure the planning part of your transition. And we have a fantastic guest. We have Casey Christie, who is the CEO of Laird Norton Taiye, a wealth management firm located in Seattle. And previous to being a CEO, Casey was recognized 6 times by Worth Magazines on its list of best financial advisors in the United States. So we really have a special opportunity for people to call in and to learn from a master in planning. So welcome, Casey.
CJ, thank you so much.
It's so fantastic to have you on the show. Now, one of the things that I want everyone to hear about is your Regen U program and how you first got fired up about it. Can you tell us about what the program is, how it may help people in transition, and how you got fired up about it?
Well, you know, Regen U is a program we offer, but it's also a time of life for people, and it is a way of thinking. As you know, CJ, I've been helping people manage their wealth in their lives for, well, 30-plus years, quite a long time. And one of the things that I have learned over the course of my career is the folks who have the highest level of satisfaction and success with their financial lives are those who recognize that they need to manage their human capital along with their financial capital, and that the two are interrelated. So Regen U is really about helping people harness the power of both.
Interesting. Tell me how they're related. How have you found that the human capital and financial capital are related?
Well, one of the things that is true for our practice is we have a number of multi-generational families that we serve. So we get an opportunity to see how families are able to transfer wealth from generation to generation. And what is overwhelmingly clear is that the important thing is never the money. It is values. It's experience. It is intellect. It is relationships. And that's really what got me looking at it and recognizing that if you paid attention to that first, you would make better decisions with your money and the opportunities to leverage your money to do the things that you cared about in life would be seized.
So if you pay attention to values, relationships, what are the other things you said, you'll be able to harness your money and make that. So can you give a concrete example of, now let's say that I have values X, Y, Z, and, you know, I know that these kind of relationships are important. How would that connect with then the money and how I spend that money for over generations? Could you give me a concrete example of how that would work?
Yeah, I could probably give you several of them. You know, really, for most people, your financial life is built incrementally, one decision at a time. And what's important about focusing on the human capital first, as you make financial decisions, is that you will avoid making decisions that may make sense on a monetary level, but don't get you the result that you want long term. A big one where a lot of people over the past few years have really learned a difficult lesson has to do with making a decision about how much house you buy.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a whole group of people that bought big houses because they thought it made economic sense, really didn't need or want them, and then discovered that the economic result of that was disastrous.
Mm.
And one end of the spectrum, if you needed or wanted the house, that would be one thing. You'd fight your way through to keep it. But to sit back and say, that's not what I really wanted anyway, is difficult.
Right.
And if people are paying attention to their value system and what they really care about, they tend to not get in those situations as frequently.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see how, you know, I've either known friends who have bought really big houses and they're like, I don't even know why I did this. I just felt like this is what I was supposed to do versus this was congruent in who I am. And, you know, it's important for me to have a big house. And I value, you know, the showmanship or whatever it is that they value. But it's not like if they're modest, it's like, I don't even know why I did this. So I see what you're saying in terms of how your human capital understanding, the values, the relationships you want to have really dictate your financial decisions a lot. So tell me about...
Or should, right.
Should
dictate, yeah.
Right, so tell me about then the Regen U. What does Regen U stand for? And tell me a little bit about how you got fired up about it. How did you decide to do it?
Well, I've been looking at issues of wealth regeneration, as I said, over a long
right.
period of time. But I recognized, I went through a personal transition, CJ, and I think that really puts it in some kind of a context. In late 2007, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I think like a lot of people during that experience, I went into my warrior mode, just to kind of do what I had to do to get through it. I'm in great shape today, but you know, I did what I had to do to get through it. And it wasn't till, about the third month of my treatments in the middle of my chemotherapy that I sat back and I said, wow, this is a big thing. I'm 50 plus years old, and what does this mean for my life? And it was out of that that I really began looking at life transition at midlife to understand what that meant for people and how you might want to be able to seize the opportunity that midlife represents. So That's how I got interested in it. And I began talking to people in the community and colleagues all over the country and really recognized that there's a lot of folks that are in their 50s and 60s that are sitting back and going, I don't really want to retire in the usual sense. I have more to offer. I want to continue to add value. How can I do that?
Hmm.
And that's what Regen U is really about.
So for you, it was... really, the with breast cancer that you started, it seems like that was maybe your wake up call, you know, where you said, what am I doing? Is that right? That's what
yeah.
I'm getting. What that often happens when people have, I've noticed with clients that there's something that's a wake up call, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate that you have to suffer or feel any pain during that wake up call, but it's also, I mean, it's hard at the time, but it seems like it's an opportunity too, right?
Absolutely.
Like you said. Yeah.
It's absolutely an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to take a completely fresh look at everything that you have on the table. I think the key part of Regen U is just recognizing that whether you choose it or not, life changes all the time.
That's true.
It's so true. And so how can you both with your human capital and your financial capital, embrace the change and
so,
take control of the change rather than just letting it happen to you.
And when you say the human capital versus financial capital, what specifically do you mean by human capital and financial capital?
Well, I divide it up into four major categories when you're talking about your human capital.
Mm-hmm.
Your well-being, and that means your health, your peace of mind, your lifestyle, what you're doing to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationships, you know, whether they're a primary relationship, your family, children, your personal network, and your business network, those relationships count. My third category is significance. That's your career or profession or what you do to exercise your creativity or how you interact in the community or your political life. And then finally, legacy. What are you doing so that if you're not around anymore, you have left something behind that is meaningful to you? So those are the four areas that I really encourage people to sit back and assess where they are and whether or not the choices that they're making in their financial life support growth in those areas.
Mm. So the financial capital then, is that simply just the money that you have, or is there more? Is it also broke out into various components as well? But as a financial planner, how does that register in your model?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to attack the financial planning piece. The core concept that I want to get people to wrap their heads around, though, is the concept of sustainability. In the old days in financial planning, you would just focus on how much money do I need to retire. And I don't think that makes sense going forward. It is more looking at, do I have all the resources I need to maintain my lifestyle and make the choices I want to make in a sustainable manner over time.
Mm, okay.
So measuring if you're going to continue to work but get paid less, but going and looking at risk management too, like health insurance.
Right,
really
excellent.
More
so
about sustainability as opposed to just a simple list of assets and liabilities or just a calculation that
right.
says yeah, you can get a stream of payments.
Got it. So let's talk a little bit more about that during the break. We're also going to be taking calls from listeners. Listeners can call us at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have Casey Christie, who is the CEO of Laird Norton Taiyi, a wealth management firm in Seattle that manages $4 billion in assets and serves more than 425 clients. Casey is talking about her RegenU program and how it's important to think about your human capital and how your financial portion has to be congruent with that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking phone calls from any of you out there who are going through a transition and have a question for Casey about her program. Listeners can contact us at 1-800-930-2819. You can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, we're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Casey Christie, who has been recognized 6 times by Worth Magazine on its list of best financial advisors in the United States. And before the break, we were talking to Casey about her RegenU program, and she was talking about how human capital, well-being, relationships, significance, legacy are so critically important, and in some ways those should be the things that drive your financial planning. Versus the other way around, which often happens. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to get information about this program. The program is just launching, and so if you have any questions, you can go over to www.fireitupwithcj.com and type in any questions or concerns, and I'll make sure that Casey gets them. Also, Casey is a co-author of a book titled Stop Fighting About Money and Start Making It Work for You. So welcome back, Casey.
Still glad to be here. Looking forward to talking more about RegenU.
Okay, great. And just to know that listeners out there, please call us at 800-930-2819. We have a wonderful opportunity to talk to an incredible planner who has an incredible program out there to help you and any of the folks specifically that are going through a transition. Following that vein, tell me a little bit about why is this transition part? Why do you focus on the transition part in your program, Casey?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. A big one is if you just look at demographically what's happening in the United States, the baby boom generation is in its 50s and 60s. I believe that the leading edge of the cohort hits 65 this coming January 1. And when people are in those years, transition is a huge topic. It's a huge topic. You have to figure out what's going to be next in your life. Even if you want to continue working for a very long period of time, your planning needs to change because things happen. So for that reason, I think an awful lot of people are interested in it. The other reason, though, really just goes back to our focus on what works for people. What really works. And again, there's no question in my 30 plus years experience that folks who have the most successful financial results are people who understand at some level that they have two balance sheets and that one that's their human capital, one that's their financial capital, and that they exercise the same discipline and research and focus on the human capital that they do on the financial capital. Hmm. Traditionally, a lot of people will do things to make sure that their financial capital is taken care of and just kind of let the human capital happen. Both need to be attended to.
So what would that look like? So let's say that, you know, I know what it means to, like, look at my stock, figure out what my stocks are at right now, what, you know, how much growth I've had. I look at my checking account. That's the equivalent of having the discipline and looking at my financial capital. What does that mean on the human capital part? What's the discipline and focus I need to put in?
It can be as simple as just sitting down with a blank sheet of paper, writing down four words, well-being, relationships, significance, and legacy, which we've talked about, and just saying, how am I doing here? Is it a plus or a minus? Or
right.
a neutral? And what's going on? And give yourself a few comments. It's a very interesting exercise to do, and then save the piece of paper and go back and look at it from time to time. Because that's what you do with your financial information, right? You save it, and you can go back and say, well, that's where we were last year. Now look where we are this year. You want to do the same thing with your human capital.
So you would look at, so tell me now that, now, you know, you've actually, you mentioned that, you know, you went through a transition in 2007. So is that what you do too? Like every quarter, every month, every week? How do you look at, how do you do an analysis on your human capital? What does that look like for you personally?
Well, in some respects, I do it every day.
Oh, wow.
One of the gifts that cancer gives you, I think, is recognizing that you want to make sure that you've maximized on things every single day. But I do keep not a daily journal, but a log that's probably every 3 to 4 days where I'm looking at these kinds of issues, and then I can go back and say, how am I doing here? Am I making progress? So I absolutely do this personally.
Okay, so let me see if I can do this on air. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I understand how your program works in practice. So well-being, you know, like on a scale to 1 to 5, maybe this is how I think about it. Well, I actually feel like I'm, you know, my lifestyle is pretty good right now. Actually, I would say on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, lots of school kids stuff. It's kind of crazy. So maybe like a 4. Relationships are doing really well. Significance, and that I feel really good about that. That's like, you know, 4 or 5. Legacy. What does that mean? What does the legacy piece mean?
It's one of the most interesting areas to get people thinking about in a disciplined way, because legacy is whatever it is that will continue to exist when you're gone. And it's not as complicated as people might think. Some people think that, does that mean there's a big building with my name on it? No, that's not necessarily your legacy. What it can be is grandkids who've spent some great time with you, whose knowledge and value system is enhanced because you were in their lives. That's a legacy.
So it's actually not... And I think that a lot of us do think about just legacy as like the buildings or the, you know, the thing that's going to exist after. And children are the most obvious ones, but ones that I think we sometimes forget, don't we? It's funny, huh?
Oh, yeah. And for a lot of people, that what they do philanthropically is a big legacy, too. And, it, again, it's not, did the capital campaign get funded? It's, were you on a board of directors where they made difficult and important decisions that ensured that an important institution would still be around in 25 years? That's a legacy.
Okay, so let's say that I did my analysis. You know, I'd say, you know, lifestyle could be doing, you know, feeling a lot of kid stuff, so not super great right now. Legacy, you know, I actually feel good about our children and who they're becoming. And, you know, so I'm doing okay. Now how do I go over to the financial capital balance sheet? How does that fit in?
Well, what you want to do is make sure that as you look at financial assets, not making any decisions that are in conflict with the things that you say you value on the human capital side.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's that house purchase we talked about, or whether it's making investments that are tied up for so many years that they won't be available for your kid's college. You know, it can be subtle. Or not doing what you need to do in order to have the proper health insurance. You go over to that side of the box and say, am I making decisions that are consistent with the things that I see here?
Got it. I get it. So you're just saying you're looking at it and going, do I have the funds, or are these things like in congruence? Like you said, are they consistent with, like, is my house and my investment that I'm spending whatever thousands of dollars on mortgage to fund this house that I don't even really care about? is it consistent? And if it's not, making changes in your financial capital so they're more aligned in your human capital world. I think I get it. Yeah.
Well, it's also preparing to take it a step further. And a lot of people don't do this until they hit the 50, 60 age bracket, but I would encourage anyone at any age to begin thinking about sustainability. You know, based on what I know today, in a perfect world, I would love to see people be able to, in their 30s or 40s, have a gap year or two where they're able not to work at employment for money, but just to do things that are enriching. And you don't get chances to do those things if you're not paying attention to your finances and to your resources and how sustainable you have made them.
Mm. So I definitely want to talk to you about that after the break, because I have quite a few clients, my coaching clients, that have that same desire but are not sure how to make that happen. So let's come up after the break and talk more about that. You're listening to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have Casey Christie, who's the CEO of Laird Norton Taiyi. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls. Please call us at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back from Fire It Up with CJ. My guest today is Casey Christie, who has been recognized 6 times by Worth Magazine on its list of best financial advisors in the U.S. Casey is talking with us about her RegenU program and offering advice on how you can best navigate a transition. You can, if you would like to contact Casey, you can actually go up to www.fireitupwithcj.com and type any questions that you may have for her. Casey is a co-author of a book entitled Stop Fighting About Money and Start Making It Work for You. And before the transition, we were talking about sustainability, but before I go into that, if anyone wants to contact us with questions, please call us at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. So, hello again.
Yes.
Okay, now I can hear you. You cut out. All of a sudden, there was silence. I couldn't hear anything. So, Casey,
I'm definitely here.
Okay, good. So, tell us a little bit about sustainability. How can people, let's say that you real in your 30s and 40s, you'd like to have this gap year. How would you plan around that financially to make it happen?
Well, there's a few different ways to do it. The best way would be to have been planning for it since your 20s so that you have a war chest so that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way. The other ways that you would be able to do it really have to do with how much risk you are comfortable taking, both on the family side and the career side. Because once, as you know, depending upon what you're doing professionally, leaving for a couple of years can be looked at askance. And so you really got to assess what risk you're taking there. I think for anyone, though, who's kind of at a point in their career where they're not sure that they're doing the right thing, it could just be a really eye-opening experience. And if you can figure out a way to make the economics work or a way to be able to accept the risk, I think it's really worth doing. For baby boomers, for people in their 50s and 60s, the gap year is becoming very much talked about as people sit back and say, you know, I'm not really ready to retire. They look at, well, what if I took a year or 2 years and really took a look at all the different choices that I have, do a little traveling, rest up, and look at all my choices. And we're starting to see more and more people do that, and it's a great experience for all concerned. Then they come back either to employment in some form or in volunteer world or in other capacities where they're still utilizing their human capital, but fired up again.
Yeah, so what do you notice about people who, you know, go through this gap year, who seems to come back feeling refreshed and reinvigorated, and who kind of like, what are gap years that, you know, this wasn't so good, and a gap year that's like, wow, you know, this was awesome. You know, I got so much out of it. Because I've had people who, like literally clients of mine who they've been taking off for years and they feel lost and they haven't gone anywhere. And so they call me. But, I mean, what do you find as good gap years? What is the criteria for a good gap year? What would you have to do?
Well, it's counterintuitive, but in what I see, it's giving yourself some space where you have nothing planned for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, and this is in particular for somebody who's in their 50s or 60s, who has a very long working career, you just need to give your head a little bit of time to sort itself out. And so a period of time where there's nothing planned is great. But then after that, the more active that people are in terms of going places, doing things, meeting people, and the more explorational they are, the more successful the experience is.
Yeah, and I think that's true. You know, what I've noticed actually when I've worked with clients who are going through this transition, it's almost a deceleration has to happen. So if you're like a CEO of a big company and all of a sudden you go to nothing, I think it actually freaks people out. You know, because you're traveling at 500 miles per hour and then you go to zero, and it can be kind of jarring, I think.
Well, and the statistics are that people die. People have had, you know, seriously, if somebody had an alpha dog job and just breaks it off suddenly and has absolutely nothing else in front of them, they often don't live very long.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily don't plan anything, but to me it's almost like you want to decelerate a little bit. You know, just do those things that you've always wanted to do. Like maybe this sounds awful, but it's on your bucket list. Like do some of the stuff that's on your bucket list that you've always wanted to do, you think would be rip-roaring fun. And I usually have people do that so they can get back in their heart. You know, they go into the space where their body is happy, their heart's happy, their mind's happy. And when they get to that happy place, that's when the aha moments happen. That's at least what I find. What do you find when you talk to some of your clients to go through some of this?
Well, I think when people get back to something, they're just a whole heck of a lot happier. I don't know if you saw the survey that came out, probably about 6 weeks ago, looking at the degradation in mental acuity that can occur after people retire. And it's interesting statistics because it's like a 20-year study, and they looked at reduction in mental acuity for people in Europe where people retire at 60 versus the United States where people retire much later. And there was a real profound drop in mental acuity for people that completely retired earlier. And what the analysts are saying about it, which I think is really, really true, is that your work life gives you certain kinds of structures and interactions that are really necessary to keep the human brain active. And so I was very intrigued in reading this because it fit with what I was observing, which is people who then went back into leading active lives with schedules of some kind, lots of interaction, lots of intellectual stimulation, were just happier, let alone had more mental acuity.
Right. So if you're going to take one of these breaks, one, decelerate. Two, when you do decelerate, don't necessarily drop down to zero, right? Go to a point where you have some of the wonderful things that work did provide, which is the structure and their interaction with others. And I think that, see, I think when people think like I'm taking a break, they just do nothing. And I think that that's problematic. Like even if it's like trying to organize, like here, you know, I'm going to do some of my hobbies, I'm going to work out more, you know, they have like they look at the different components that constitute their well-being and relationships and creativity, and they invest in each of those areas equally. I think those are people who seem to feel more in control and less rudderless when they decelerate from, you know, 500 miles down to zero. That's at least what I have found. So I think that your point about structures interaction is right on. So just for folks out there, call us, 1-800-930-2819. You have a wonderful opportunity to talk to someone who's done planning all of her life and has gone through a very interesting transition and helped a lot of other people. So give us a call. So, Casey, let's talk a little bit about going back to the financial part of it, because I think when I work with clients, that's really the hardest part. They kind of go into let's say I go through the analysis of the human capital. I decide that What gives me significance is not to be, and I see these clients all the time, I no longer want to be a doctor or an executive. I never really even wanted to do this in the first place. I'm not sure why I'm here, but it makes me completely unhappy. And they want to do something different, but then they say, well, my kids are going to college. I'm not sure how do I go about doing this. So right after the break, let's talk about that life scenario and like how you would, what kind of advice you'd give them. So we're going to be taking a quick break. You're listening to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have Casey Christie, who is the CEO of Laird Norton Taiyi, a wealth management firm in Seattle. Casey is talking to us about how you work with your human capital, identify your human capital, and then make sure your financial capital is there to support you and what you need and what's most important to you. And she's talking about her RegenU program. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking phone calls from any of you that are there going through a transition and would like to ask Casey some questions. You can call us at 800-930-2819. You can find out more about our show at www.fireitupwithcj.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, we're back on Fired Up with CJ. Do you like my new version of my song? My guest today is Casey Christie, who's been recognized 6 times by Worth Magazine on its list of best financial advisors in the United States, and Casey is talking to us about her RegenU program. If you have any if you have any phone calls, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So, Casey, we were right before the break, we were talking about how someone can get the financial confidence and feel confident that they can put their financial house in order to address some of their human capital needs. Tell us a little bit about sustainability and how that all kind of works together.
Well, it's interesting because what I found is particularly for people who have something they really want to do on the human side, whether it's embracing creativity, a new career, a move, in order to get there, they need to know that the financial part will work. And the key to that is to do some kind of disciplined sustainability analysis. And that's a process where you begin with the financial balance sheet, you know, what you own minus what you owe, which is equal to what you've got. You look at that. You look at all the possible resource inputs you have. And then you weigh and measure how that will work over time. Once you do that, you have a very good handle on what you can and can't do. It also then positions you to say, well, if it doesn't work this way, is there some other way I could tweak it to actually do what I want to do? And that's what a sustainability analysis is all about.
Okay, so you look at what you own minus what you owe, that's what you have, and then you look at, when you talk about possible resource inputs, I'm assuming that you mean like, oh, I'm going to be getting, I get this particular salary, I may be getting this inheritance, you know, those kind of, are those the resource inputs that you're referring
to? Or I'm going to collect Social Security, or I want to begin studying to get my master's of fine arts in writing, but I could continue working as a barista. So there's a resource input. There's all different things that might be resources that you can add to the mix to figure out what will work for you.
I see. So what you're saying is, I think what people typically do is they look at the what I got, and then they just say, well, I just have to be doing what I'm doing in order to get that resource input. And it doesn't even have to be that, you know, there's lots of other creative solutions aside from doing just that simple analysis of like, oh, okay, well, I guess I just have to keep on doing what I'm doing in order to get the resource input that I need. There's lots of other pieces that they can tweak around. Is that right, too?
So that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, one of the most interesting things going on today is the number of folks in their 20s who have not been able to get traditional jobs but are starting businesses. You know, they're finding ways. And we're having the most new business formation from people in their 20s that we've seen in years and years. And it's just people saying, I'm going to figure this out. And that's the same spirit that you want to approach your own analysis with. At the end of the day, though, you have to, in my view, end up with a combination of things where you have some confidence that it's actually going to work and that it's prudent. I think otherwise you can't make the changes that you want to make wholeheartedly if you don't have confidence that the financial piece is at least relatively likely to work out.
Yeah, so it's basically, and I think it's, I mean, here's what I've noticed with clients is that they go through this calculation and then they're not super creative about all the different options that they have. And so even sometimes talking to another person, whether it's a financial planner to help you be creative about the options that you have, or even just knowing that, you know, the option to continue doing your job and doing what you're doing as you're doing it, there are many more options than that. You know, you can work part-time, you can do, I mean, all sorts of different things. And I think whether it's seeing a life coach or a financial planner, those are the kind of resources out there that can help people decide all the, you know, look at the full range of creative possibilities, including, you know, maybe cutting your budget in certain areas to be able to squeeze stuff in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about personal change management. What does that mean? How does that fit into this whole process?
Well, you know, when we first spoke, I talked about what the patterns that I've seen over 30-plus years of people who are most successful with their finances and that they manage both their financial capital and their human capital. But there is a second key characteristic, and that is the ability to be comfortable and adept and embracing of change. Mm. And for regular folks, there hasn't been historically much of a body of literature on that. In the business world, there's lots of analysis of how you create and sustain change. But for individuals, what's out there tends to be focused on how do you end a bad habit or how do you pick up a new good habit, as opposed to, wow, I'm going to move to another city. How do I plan for and embrace that? And I think it's really critical to be able to recognize that change is always with us. Life is about change, and you want to do everything you can to have it be for the better. And it's little things. You know, if you look at, again, the body of knowledge on the business side, it's things like recognizing when you've got wins, when you've got things that are going in the right direction, and celebrating those.
Mm.
Little things like that make a huge difference. But
okay, being conscious and intentional
about embracing change is just super important.
Yeah, I think actually it's, to me, what I'm hearing from you is that the number one thing to realize is that nothing is ever permanent. I love the spiritual quote from my spiritual teacher who says, the only thing permanent in life is impermanence. The only thing permanent in life is impermanence, meaning that you really never know what's going to happen. And if you think that it's good to plan, but also plan on knowing that anything could happen at any moment. And right. I think that the hard thing, though, is how to be present to those changes and adaptable. I think you're saying it's, we should do it, but I think a lot of people don't know how to do it. Do you have any advice for folks on how they become more adaptable?
Well, one of the things that I think makes a difference is just thinking about alternative scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we actually have a training that we do for our staff and some of our valued colleagues, where we do work on a case study about someone's life and their planning, where there's actually a bowl that you reach into and you pull things out of that are the life changers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's like. And the more you give yourself the ability to say, well, what if this and what if that and what if that, the more ability I believe you have to deal with it when it happens. It'll always be something you haven't thought of because that goes with the territory. But it's just that mental discipline of saying, things could be different. So what would we do?
I think that's fascinating. It's just like it's like when we're working on spreadsheets, you know, we have a what if analysis, what's best case, worst case, but it's in the scenario of the bowl. I think it's a fantastic exercise where you're pulling out like, what if, you know, your husband died, or what if, you know, your children had, you know, an awful illness. I mean, these are awful things to think about. And I think what most people do is they go into a state of denial, but I think that is an excellent discipline almost to get yourself in thinking about those things so when they do happen, you're not just completely blindsided when they do happen. Excellent idea. Unfortunately, we're at the end of our program, so all you callers out there, you just missed a wonderful opportunity. Sorry. We'll have to call back the next time or go to the website to talk more to Casey, because this, I think, is a fascinating piece of work. Thank you. I want to thank Casey today for sharing your thoughts about planning a transition. And here's what I heard are the three steps that you should do. One, figure out your human capital. Figure out, you know, do an assessment on an ongoing basis. You decide weekly, daily, quarterly on your well-being, your relationships, your significance, and your legacy. And then step two, look at your financial capital and figure out how that's sustaining you. step three, if you, you know, figure out a way that you can actually buy time to take a gap year where you actually have some time to just hang out and chill out. And when you do have that gap year, don't just accelerate down to zero, but to kind of plan that out a little bit. And three, I love your last exercise of basically doing the, you know, getting yourself adaptable and doing a bunch of what-if scenarios. So thank you, Casey. Thanks for all your great ideas.
Well, it's been a pleasure, CJ.
All right, I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to Fired Up with CJ. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Thanksgiving, we have an incredible show. We're going to be hearing from Craig Rennebaum, who walks the streets of Seattle and talks to homeless people and understands the nature of how they became homeless and helps them out and puts them in various facilities to help them out. And he's going to be sharing information about the homeless population with us, and then also sharing how we can help. So have a great week, and I'll see you back next time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.